as well as an enormous responsibility.
我把它看成是一个极大的权利也把它看作是一个很重大的责任。
And now to share just a little about myself.
我先跟大家简单的做个介绍。
My name is Jeff Fadhour.
名字叫做 Jeff Fadhour。
I grew up about 2-hour drive southeast of here, around the towns of Mattoon, Shelbyville, Pena.
他大概是成长在这边离这边两个小时东南面的一些小城小。
I attended Eastern Illinois University in college and studied literature.
他我读的是文学专业在东伊利诺大学。
This was followed by a move to the northern suburbs of Chicago.
然后我就去搬到了芝加哥的郊区。
Where I earned a Master of Divinity degree, with an emphasis in cross-cultural ministry from Trinity Evangelical Divinity School.
在那里呢，我就去了三一神学院，读了神学的硕士学位，专业是跨文化的宣教。
In order to enhance this cross-cultural focus, not only did I do some mission work in Peru and Haiti.
为了要增加我的这个专业的能力，所以我就去了一些宣教的活动在秘鲁和海地。
But I also spent a lot of time with a beautiful South African named Shayla.
我也花了很多时间和一位南非的女士叫 Shayla 的女士在一起。
Who eventually agreed to marry me.
她最终答应嫁给我。
We have three beautiful children.
我们有三个很可爱的孩子。
A 4-year-old daughter named Emma.
Yeah, 四岁的 Emma.
A 2-year-old son named Ian.
两岁的儿子 Ian.
And a 1-year-old daughter named Adelaide.
Adelaide 是我最小的，一岁的。
I've been in Peoria now for just over 2 years serving at Woodland Baptist Church.
我到 Peoria 这个地方在 Woodland 教会做牧师差不多刚刚两年。
At this time before we proceed any farther, let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Father in heaven, we praise you for who you are.
天父，我们感谢你。
We thank you for sending your son as a sacrifice of atonement for a people undeserving.
感谢你给我们这一群不配的人把你的儿子赐给我们作为我们的赎罪。
We confess this morning our sins and our sinfulness by nature.
我们今天早上在这里承认我们自己的罪我们和我们的罪性。
We want to reaffirm our trust in your grace and mercy to deliver us from death to life.
感谢你，我们更加要信靠你的恩典，依靠你的恩典救我们出死入生。
We ask that your Holy Spirit would be at work this morning.
我们祷告圣灵在我们心中做工。
To bring conviction and to open our eyes that we might know, understand, and respond to you.
圣灵在我们心里面做工，可以让我们知罪，可以让我们眼睛打开，能够知道、明白，也回应你。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
So if you have a Bible, please, we'll be in Genesis chapter 2 and 3.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开创世纪的二到三章。
And this morning we are going to do 3 things.
今天早上我们有三件事情要做。
First, we are going to emphasize the spiritual nature of temptation.
第一点我们要来看试探的属灵的本质。
By this, I mean temptation is not only the result of a physical desire in the natural, material universe.
我这么说的意思就是，这个试探不仅仅是物质世界的欲望产生的。
Rather, there are evil, spiritual, supernatural forces at work in temptation.
在试探当中，有邪恶的属灵超自然的力量在操纵。
Number 2, we will examine one specific deception used by the serpent.
第二点，我们会来仔细的看在蛇的诡计当中的欺骗。
To deceive Eve into eating the forbidden fruit.
他欺骗了夏娃去吃那禁果。
And on a side note, let me mention that not only was Eve deceived, but Adam as well.
我们也要看，不仅仅是夏娃被 欺骗了，而且亚当也是如此。
We see that in chapter 3 verse 6 that she also gave some to her husband who was with her.
在三章六节当中我们可以看到她给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
So Eve was clearly the one speaking to the serpent.
很清楚夏娃是这边和蛇有对话的。
The text suggests that Adam was deceived as well.
但是这个经文也显示了亚当也是被欺骗。
Not only was he right there,
不仅他在那边和他妻子在一起，
but there is not a single hint of resistance when offered the fruit.
当他被他的太太给他那个禁果的时候，他并没有否推掉他。
The text only says, and he ate it.
这个经文只是说他也吃了。
We'll unpack a little later why perhaps Adam didn't resist.
我们会 研读一下为什么亚当没有拒绝。
And clearly went against God's command.
他没有遵循神的旨意。
Third, we will self-reflect on how this applies to us today.
第三点我们会来看这个如何我们自己可以反思应用。
We want to ask how temptation and the lie of the devil is still at work in our own lives.
我们要来看一下试探在我们的生活当中是不是仍然在我们当中作怪。
And how we can combat with truth.
我们如何能够以真理来对付它。
Now there's one last thing I'd like to mention before we dive into God's Word.
最后还有一点我想来说一下。
When we talk about believing lies and falling into temptation,
当我们讲到相信这谎言受迷惑。
It can be very easy to think how this applies to others.
我们会很容易想到这个对别人有什么用处。
It can be easy to see sin in family members, friends, co-workers, and society.
我们会很容易想这个罪的问题对我的家庭成员、我的朋友、我的工作伙伴和整个社会是怎么样的影响。
It is much more difficult to allow the Holy Spirit to confront us with our sin.
但是会对我们自己面对自己的罪的时候就会很困难。
It is much more difficult to consider how we fall into temptation and are able to believe Satan's lies.
其实我们很容易这对我们自己想到自己如何会陷入试探当中，如何会相信撒旦的谎言。
We must remember that we have all been deceived.
我们必须知道我们每个人都受了诱惑。
And we have all tasted of the forbidden fruit.
我们都尝了那个禁果。
We have all stumbled hundreds if not thousands of times.
如果没有失败一千次也就失败过几百次吧。
Now the serpent and spiritual forces we'll see in Genesis 3:1.
我们看三章一节他会 讲到这个蛇和属灵的力量。
Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made.
耶和华所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。
He said to the woman, "Did God?"
他对蛇的女人说。
He said to the woman, "Did God really say you can't eat from any tree in the garden?"
神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
So first we understand that the serpent is not just another animal in the garden.
我们首先要知道蛇并不是在伊甸园当中唯一的动物。
But rather Satan himself, the devil.
他不仅仅是那个动物他实际上就是撒旦他自己。
And we see that he initiates what appears to be the very first attempt in history to deceive humankind through temptation leading to sin.
这里我们看到人类第一次在历史上有受了试探。
Regarding the nature of temptation, the secular world tends to hold a natural, material worldview.
对于试探的本性，这个属世的世界经常是一个物质世界观。
Meaning the spiritual or supernatural do not exist.
人们认为属灵的和超自然的本质是不存在的。
The only reality is matter, what we can see, taste, touch, smell, and hear.
关键就是物质，东西我们可以看见、尝到、摸到 和听见。
As a result, while many people may still believe in God,
所以很多人虽然相信神，
people are less likely to believe in Satan, demons, and spiritual warfare.
但是人们会比较不容易相信有撒旦、有魔鬼、有属灵的征战。
People are less likely to believe that the spiritual realm interacts in any way with the physical world.
而且更有可能的是人们会更不容易相信有超自然的世界，它会和我们物质世界 有关联。
As a result of this worldview, it is easy to, for Christians to think that temptation is only a physical reality.
所以因为有这个世界观的关系，我们就会很容易相信这个属灵的和物质世界不相关，也我们基督徒也会只是认为受诱惑只是一件物质的事情。
And to an extent, it is. We often think of temptation as it is talked about in James chapter 1, 14 and 15.
在某种程度上，这句话是有一点道理的。
But each person is tempted when he is drawn away and enticed by his own evil desires.
因为雅各书上讲到一章十四节讲到个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
Most certainly this passage is true.
从很大方面来讲这句话是对的。
Temptation happens in the physical realm involving the desires of the flesh.
的确试探是在物质世界发生的跟我们的私欲很有关系。
However, it does not provide us with a complete understanding of temptation.
但这没有完全把整个的试探的画面能够解释得清楚。
The scripture paints a much more diverse view.
这个整个圣经对试探的问题进了有更深入的说明。
Where the spiritual realm impacts the physical.
这里属灵的世界和属物质的世界是相关的。
Let me share some verses and concepts with you now.
我想用一些经文来帮助你明白。
The most familiar place is when we see the spiritual evil in the work of temptation when Jesus is tempted by Satan in the wilderness.
有一处就是讲到耶稣在旷野当中受撒旦的试探。
Another example is when Peter denies Jesus, knowing Jesus, three times before the rooster crows.
另外一处就是耶稣说到彼得在鸡叫之前会三次否认他。
It is tempting to say that Peter was only reacting as a result of his own self-interest, his own desire for safety.
我们会比较容易说彼得的跌倒是因为他害怕物质上有一种害怕的感觉。
Which would not be entirely incorrect.
这个也不是完全错的。
Peter was clearly denying Jesus out of a fear for his own physical life.
他对自己的生命感到受到威胁，所以他害怕。
However, Luke chapter 2, verses 31 through 34 shows the spiritual reality behind the temptation.
然而路加福音有显明了背后的属灵的世界。
Simon, Simon, look out. Satan has asked to sift you like wheat.
这边在路加福音22章讲主又说西门西门彼得想要得着你们好塞你们像塞麦子一样。
But I've prayed for you that your faith may not fail.
但是我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。
And you, when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers and sisters.
你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Lord, he told him, I'm ready to go to both prison and to death.
彼得回答说，主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死也是甘心。
I tell you, Peter, Jesus said, the rooster will not crow today until you have denied three times that you know me.
彼得说，耶稣说，彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次说不认得我。
Later, Peter himself confirms the reality of spiritual evil when he is writing to the believers.
后来，彼得他因为有了这个经历，他也写了他的彼得前书给他的信徒。
1 Peter 5:8.
彼得前书五章八节。
Be sober-minded, be alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for anyone he can devour.
务要谨守，警醒， 因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行寻找可吞吃的人。
So again, Peter had experienced this very thing.
所以彼得在里面在其中经历了所有的事情。
The Apostle Paul was also aware of spiritual evil behind temptation.
使徒保罗也同样很明白这个属灵的魔鬼在后面。
In 2 Timothy 2:26, when speaking of the unrepentant.
在提摩太后书二章他讲到那些不信的人。
He writes, then they may come to their senses and escape the trap of the devil.
提摩太后书二章二十六叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的。
Who has taken them captive to do his will.
可以醒悟。
Satan is working behind the scenes and trapping the unbeliever to do his work.
这里可见撒旦是在幕后工作他要掳走那不信的人。
And last but not least, we have Paul speaking to the church in Ephesus.
最后在保罗又对以弗所的人写了这一段话。
Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this darkness, against evil spiritual forces in the heavens.
以弗所书六章十二，因为我们不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及空中属灵气的恶魔征战。
All that is to say, spiritual evil is at work in temptation.
所以我们从这上面可以看到，在这所有的试探后面，有属灵气的恶魔在工作。
And to say that Satan wants us all dead.
我们也可以说撒旦希望我们都死。
The evangelist Billy Graham speaking into a culture that was not taking the reality of Satan's work and temptation seriously.
著名的宣道家格里汉说了一句对关于撒旦的工作的话。
He says, don't think of Satan as a harmless cartoon character with a red suit and a pitchfork.
不要以为撒旦只是一个无害的卡通人物穿了一件红衣服拿了一个干草插在手上。
He is very clever and powerful.
他很狡猾他也很有能力。
And his unchanging purpose is to defeat God's plan at every turn.
他的计划他永远不变的计划就是要破坏神的计划。
Including his plans for your life.
也包括他要破坏他神对你生命中的计划。
And then we have the deception.
我们再来讲这诱惑的事情。
One of the ways Satan deceives Adam and Eve,
撒旦引诱亚当和夏娃
involves the attempt to minimize the reality of the consequences of sin.
它包括了试图把罪的后果讲得无关重要。
In other words, Satan is saying you don't have to worry about consequences.
换句话来说撒旦就是说你不用担心罪的后果。
To understand this, we need to begin in Genesis chapter 2, 16 and 17.
要明白这点我们要来看创世纪的二章十六到十七节。
The Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree of the garden.
耶和华神吩咐他说园中各样的树上的果子你可以随时随意吃。
But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃。
For on the day you eat of it, you will die.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
In this passage, God clearly tells them to not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这边神很清楚地跟他们讲不要吃善恶树上的果子。
He then clearly defines the consequence.You will die.
他很清楚地指出了后果，你的必定死。
Now, believe it or not, the phrase "you will die" can mean several different things.
不管你相信不相信，这个你必定死有几种解释。
For example,
举例来说
，If I'm skydiving and someone says to me,
如果我去跳伞，有人会对我说
，You're going to die if you don't open your parachute.
你会死如果你不打开那个伞。
There is an exceptionally high probability that I'm going to open my parachute right now.
对我来说，我打开那个伞的可能性是非常大的。
Because I understand that I will die in about 30 seconds or less.
我知道，我如果不打开的话，我大概30秒之内就会死。
However, if I'm smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day,
但换个例子来说，如果我每天抽两包香烟，
and someone says to me, you're going to die if you keep smoking,
如果有人跟我说你会因为吸烟的关系而死，
there is a high probability that I'm going to keep smoking.
这种情况下我会很有可能仍然抽烟。
And really quick, on a side note, I don't skydive or smoke.
我想顺便说一声，我这两件事情我都不做啊。
Now one might argue that the real difference between these two hypothetical situations is the probability of death occurring.
但是在这里边，最重要的一点就是这个死亡的可能性。
In other words, if I don't open my parachute, there is a greater than 99% chance of me dying.
换句话说，如果我不打开那个降落伞，我有99%的可能性会死。
Meanwhile, if I don't quit smoking, there is a chance of me dying, but maybe not.
但是如果我不戒烟的话，有可能我会死，也有可能我不会死。
While the analogy isn't perfect, it does help to demonstrate that there's a relationship between the immediacy of consequence and our willingness to do a given action.
当然我这个比方不是很恰当，但是它可以帮助我们了解这个后果的紧迫性。
So on the one hand, if an action will lead to my immediate death,
如果我的行为会导致我马上的死亡，
there is very little chance of me doing that action.
我就可能会做那件事情。
On the other hand,
反过来讲，
if an action will maybe lead to my death,30 years from now,
如果我的死亡是在30年以后，那就不一样。
I might consider doing that action.
我会做那件事情。
I see this principle at work in a documentary, Free Solo, which won an Academy Award this year.
我看到这条原则的的作用，那是在今年奥斯卡纪录片的里面有体现。
It follows the story of Alex Honnell, the free solo rock climber.
这个纪录片是讲了 Alex Honnell 是一个徒手单人攀岩的选手。
This means that he climbs near 3,000 vertical rocks without any ropes.
这个意味着他徒手攀登3000英尺的岩石，不用任何绳索。
Alex Honnold is very aware of the danger associated with climbing without ropes.
Alex, 他很清楚这个不用绳索攀岩的危险性。
And he's aware that one day he might die doing this thing he loves.
他很知道他有可能有一天会因为喜欢这个运动而死掉。
However, he doesn't seem to believe that actually death will actually come on today's climb.
但是他不相信他今天就会因为这样攀岩而死。
But death is some future consequence that is far off.
他认为死亡是一件遥远的事情。
And nothing to worry about today.
今天不用担心。
So what does this have to do with Genesis?
那这个跟我们讲的创世纪这里边有什么关系呢？
John Wallen, who had taught at Moody Bible Institute for 20 years,
约翰他在穆迪神学院教书20年。
And who is currently serving as the Old Testament scholar and professor at Wheaton College since 2001.
从2001年开始，他在惠顿学院做旧约的教授。
He makes several very interesting and significant observations about the Hebrew meaning behind the translation in chapter 2, verse 16.
他对这个二章十七节讲到的这一句话做了很多的研究。
And again, 2:16 says, on the day you eat of it, you will certainly die.
二章十七节是这么讲，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Now, the English translation, on the day, is not to be understood as a literal 24-hour period.
英文的是讲到吃的那日子，它并不是指那个24小时。
This observation is easy to support biblically as a result of Adam and Eve not dying within 24 hours upon eating the fruit.
所以从我们的经文来看也是对的，在他们在24小时内亚当和夏娃并没有立刻死去。
As a result, he prefers the translation when.
所以Warden 教授他认为比较合适的翻译应该是用 when, 就是当正当。
When suggests a later time, but it's not specific.
他这里的不同的地方就是说用这个词的话表示是一个将来的时候。
It can be one day, one year, 10,000 years.
不一定它可以是一天也可以是一年也可以是更长的时间。
Regardless, death is coming.
但无论如何死是必定发生的。
Another observation,the Hebrew phrase translated, you will certainly die.
另外希伯来文的翻译你必定死。
When used elsewhere in the Old Testament, carries with it the idea of being sentenced to death or doomed to die.
在旧约的其他经文当中用到同样这个词表示你被判死刑注定会死。
For example, in the book of Numbers, we see that the Hebrew people will die in the wilderness.
比如在民数记里边讲讲到这以色列民会在旷野中死去。
It wasn't an immediate thing, but rather something that would happen over decades.
这个死不是马上发生的而是在下面的几十年发生。
So again, a person is entering into a state of being where death is an inevitability.
所以这样来讲就是这个人进入了一个必死的状态而死亡是不可避免的。
However, it might not be an immediate consequence, but rather some future reality that you don't need to worry about today.
尽管他不是马上会死，但是在将来的时候，你必定会死。
As a result of this, Professor Walton's preferred translation is.
所以根据这位教授的翻译的研究。
When you eat of it, you'll be sentenced and therefore doomed to die.
他的意思是，当你吃了它以后，你就会被判死，必定会死。
Now back to Genesis chapter 3, 1 through 4.
我们再回到创世纪的第三章。
Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made.
耶和华所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。
He said to the woman, did God really say you can't eat from any tree in the garden?
蛇对女人说神岂是真说不许你吃园中所有果树上的果子吗
The woman said to the serpent, we may eat from the trees in the garden.
女人对蛇说园中树上的果子我们可以吃
But about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said you must not eat it or touch it.
唯有园当中那棵树上的果子神曾说你不可吃也不可摸
Or you will die.
免得你们死。
No, you will not die, said the serpent to the woman.
蛇却对女人说，你们不一定死。
So what is going on here?
看看这边是怎么回事。
Satan asks Eve a question that he knows is wrong.
撒旦问了一个明知是错的问题。
This provides Eve an opportunity to state her understanding of God's command.
其实这给夏娃一个机会可以让她说明神她理解神的话语
and the ensuing consequence of breaking that command
然后也是讲到她如果破坏这条诫命的后果
and Eve gets it a little wrong
所以夏娃把她弄错了
to her credit she does not appear to have been present when God gave the command to Adam
我们要给她一点余地因为她他那时候听到这条诫命的时候他并没有和亚当在一起
as she is created in the immediately following verses
他是在这之后被创造出来的
on a side note the great English poet John Milton suggests that the real problem is Adam's inability to accurately teach God's command to Eve
根据英国诗人Milton 的说法他认为这个最主要的问题是亚当没有准确的教导神的话语给夏娃
But back to the issue at hand, she gets it wrong in two ways.
但是我们来看现在的问题，它有两个方面是错了。
First, she adds to God's command by including, you should not touch it, in verse 3.
他第一点他添了一句话是在第三节讲到不可摸
For which God made no prohibition.
但是神没有这么说。
Certainly it would not have been wise to touch the forbidden fruit.
也许这去摸这个果子也不是件聪明的事情。
But it was not clearly prohibited.
但是并没有禁止。
Second, Eve says that the consequence is that she will die.
第二点夏娃说她的结果会是必定死。
Now, the Hebrew syntax is much easier and more basic than what we have in chapter 2, verse 17.
在希伯来语里边它的意思更加清楚更加明基本。
The consequences can then be understood to mean immediate death.
这个结果可以被理解成马上死。
In other words, Eve understands that if she eats the fruit, she will die right then and there.
所以在夏娃的理解当中他说他认为他如果吃了那果子他会马上死在那个死当场就死。
The true consequence God had established is that eventually death was going to inevitably come at some future time.
但是实际上的真正的后果是神已经建立了这一个原则这个死是必定发生的但是有可能是发生在将来的日子。
Eve understands that she might take a bite and die on the spot.
但是夏娃的理解是她如果吃了一口的话她会马上就在当场死掉。
As if the fruit were filled with some poisonous or deadly toxin.
好像这个果子是有毒的。
At this point, the serpent pounces.
所以这时候这个蛇就来诱惑她说。
And he says, no, you will not die.
她说你不会死。
And Satan is here mimicking the syntax of Eve and not the words of God.
所以这边撒旦是模仿了夏娃说话的语气但是并不是神的话
Satan does not say that you will not die at some distant point in the future
撒旦说你不会在以后死
What he does say is that you will not drop down dead on the spot
但他确实说了你不会当场就死掉
One might argue that Satan is actually speaking the truth
有人也许因此会说撒旦可能也讲了真话
After all, Adam did indeed live for over 900 years.
这事以后亚当又活了900年。
And maybe that's why it was demonstrated earlier.
所以这就是我们刚刚前面讲到的。
Adam did not put up a fight.
亚当并没有反抗。
He did not hesitate to eat the fruit because Eve had just eaten the fruit and she's still breathing.
他看到夏娃吃了之后没有马上死去还活着。
When I argue that Adam knew the true consequences of the sin,
也许我们会说亚当知道这个真正的罪的后果
and that they would be inevitably doomed to death,
他们会不可避免的必定要死。
However, I would also say that it is really easy to lie to yourself when there is something you want.
但是当你想要一样东西的时候你就会自己欺骗自己。
And Adam wanted the fruit.
亚当那个时候就要吃那个果子。
Isn't Satan the master manipulator?
我们这样看撒旦实在是一个操纵人的高手。
His strategy often ignores the blatant lie.
他常常就是不直接说谎。
He tells half-truths and sort of truths.
他用半真半假的真理。
And that is what is so dangerous about the work of Satan.
所以这就是撒旦危险的地方。
If he just told straight lies, it'd be easy to spot.
如果撒旦说了一个很明显的谎话。
But sometimes what he says sounds true, it sounds right.
如果他直接说一个谎话，那很容易就被发现，但他说一个半真半假的。
What does this mean for us today?
这对我们今天来说有什么意义呢？
When we are tempted to sin, there are many things we can do, but let me mention two.
当我们想要受诱惑要犯罪的时候有很多事情我们可能会做
We need to remind ourselves that we are in a spiritual battle
我们要意识到我们是在一个属灵的征战中
Where the eternal souls of men and women are at stake
我们人的灵魂是这边的处在危险状态
And if we are wallowing in sin and temptation we are likely going to be pretty ineffective
如果我们沉醉于我们罪和诱惑当中我们就会变得没有成效
One of the challenges of seeing it as a spiritual battle is that many of us do not really take this very seriously.
这边一个重要的挑战，我们在这属灵当中征战当中，并没有看见把它当作一件很要紧的事情。
As a way of illustration, at the beginning of the American Civil War in 1861,
我现在来举个例子，在1861年的美国内战中。
People would show up to a hill overlooking the battlefield.
人们会跑到山上去，可以看见下面正打仗的地方。
During the battle for a picnic.
但是在下面的人在打仗的时候，他们会在山上，野餐。
They had no idea of the carnage and the slaughter that would follow.
他们对于会发生战争中会发生的杀戮根本就没有什么感受。
And sometimes we have no idea of the carnage and the slaughter that Satan hopes to produce.
同样的，我们有的时候对撒旦，要产生的杀戮和毁坏也没有什么感受。
We can also be aware of the conversations in your mind and discern, listen, and watch out for the lies.
所以我们要非常注意我们头脑中一些声音，我们要会识别和注意这些谎言。
Recognize them for what they are and call them out.
我们要注意这些谎言。
For example, if I witness an injustice in the world,
比如来讲，我看到这世上有不公平的事情。
I might be quick to get angry.
我可能会马上生气。
And justify my anger as a righteous anger.
把我自己的生气、怒气当作是正义的。
However, if I slow down and let truth speak,
但是如果我安静下来让真理说话
I'll heed the warnings of Ephesians chapter 4:26
那我就会注意到在以弗所书当中讲的真理
which tells us to not sin in our anger
以弗所书四章二十六节讲到生气却不要犯罪
I'll hear the words of James chapter 1:19-20 playing in my mind
听见雅各书一章十九到二十节这么讲
Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
你们个人要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒。
For human anger does not accomplish God's righteousness.
因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
So again, what does this mean for today? It means that we need to examine our life and ask.
所以今天对我们的意义就是我们要审查自己的生活。
Where do I find myself falling into sin because I'm not actually worried about the consequences of my sin?
在哪些地方我没有想到罪的后果，我就受入诱惑。
To be blunt, are there sins that you get away with?
要很坦白的说，有没有有些罪你觉得可以不会受到惩罚？
Are you operating with integrity in your job and your business dealings with your family?
你在你的工作当中，你的事业当中，你的家庭生活当中，你有没有一直保持正直
？Are you cheating someone and they don't know it？
你没有在人家不知道的时候你欺骗别人
？Or do you keep living with anger, bitterness, drama, gossip with no apparent ramifications？
你是不是经常生气、有苦毒、夸大、说谎言，而不去想到这些都会有好后果？
For a brief moment after Eve ate the fruit and before Adam took it,
在夏娃吃了这个禁果之后
I think maybe they thought they had gotten away with something.
也许他们会想到好像没什么逃过了后果
And maybe you think you're getting away with something.
也许你也会觉得你也是可以没有后果
For now.
也许现在是这样
But eventually sin and its consequences, it catches up.
但是最终罪会有后果会追上你。
I've heard too many stories of people getting caught embezzling church funds.
我听到过很多故事，有些人被抓，有些人盗用教会的资产。
I had a friend who was a drug addict who eventually lost his family.
我也认识一个朋友，他是吸毒成瘾。最终失去了家庭。
I know a guy who eventually cheated on his spouse.
知道有一个人他对他的配偶有欺骗的行为。
I know the abuser who lost any relationship with his family.
我也知道有一个人他是虐待别人，虐待家人，最后失去了和家人的关系。
And I know me.
我也知道我自己。
I know the consequences that I've had to face.
我知道我做的事情的后果。
I've listened to God say, keep it up, and you're going to get burnt.
我也听见神对我说，你如果继续下去的话，你会有麻烦。
But the real question, do you know you?
所以最重要的一个问题是，你知道你自己吗？
What are maybe some of the consequences you're not concerned about today?
对你，你对这个罪的后果，你也许今天还没有想到一些事情。
One other thing, really quick, scripture says the Lord comes like a thief in the night.
在经文当中讲到神来到的时候，耶稣再来的时候就会像夜间的贼那样。
And in closing, I just want to say a couple more things.
在我要结束之前，我想提两个重要的要点。
Consequences can take all different shapes and sizes.
后果会有不同的形状和大小。
And some consequences occur in this life, and they are not fun.
有些后果是在今生就会发现的，并这些是很不愉快的事情。
However, having consequences catch up to you.
但是这些后果发生在你身上。
And having your sin exposed might just be a tremendous act of God's grace.
这些罪的后果发生可能是神的恩典。
Because after all, He does discipline those He loves.
因为主所爱的他必管教。
Which even though it is painful in the moment,
可能在当时觉得非常痛苦。
It yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness, which is in Hebrews chapter 12.
在希伯来书十二章讲到他会结出平安的果子。
Also, consequences take on eternal significance.
另外这个后果是有永恒的意义的。
The real consequence of Adam and Eve's sin wasn't simply being doomed to a physical death.
夏娃和亚当的罪不仅仅是注定要肉体上的死。
But rather doomed to a spiritual, eternal death.
而是一个永恒的属灵的死。
And as a person who repents of sin and trusts Jesus.
对于我们信靠耶稣基督的人，愿意悔改的人，
Jesus suffers our consequences.
耶稣为我们的后果付上了代价。
He suffers death in our place.
他为我们的缘故代替我们经受了死的代价。
I desperately want my children to understand the good news.
我对我的孩子，我是非常希望他们明白这福音。
So anytime I discipline them, we always speak of consequences for actions.
所以在我教导他们的时候，我常常会用讲到这个行为的后果。
And on a side note, I've always found that consequences are more effective when they're immediate.
而且我还发现，后果如果是立刻发生的话，会比较有效。
Anyway, I love now being able to ask my daughter what Jesus has done for her.
我常常喜欢问我的女儿，耶稣，对她意味着什么？
And she says, He takes away my consequences.
她会回答，他替代了我的后果。
Romans 4:8, blessed is the one whose sin will never be counted against him.
罗马书四章八节讲到，那罪，不再有罪来，不再认为有罪的人是有福的。
One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 73.
我最喜欢的一篇诗篇是在诗篇七十三节。
The speaker is discouraged.
这个写的人他非常的受到
And almost losing his way.
他失去了信心。
Because he sees the wicked prospering and not suffering consequences.
他看到那行恶的人没有受到后果，他心里面非常难过。
They are apparently getting away with their evil.
他们看起来好像是逃离了他们的结果。
But then he says in verses 17 through 19,
但他在17节到19节这么说,
I entered God's sanctuary.
我进了神的圣所。
Then I understood their destiny.
那我才明白他们的结局。
Indeed, you put them in slippery places.
你实在是把他们放在滑的地方。
You make them fall into ruin.
使他们倒下灭亡。
How suddenly they become a desolation.
他们突然间成了荒凉。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you so much.
亲爱的天父，我感谢你和赞美你。
That we do not have to suffer the consequences of our sin.
我们不需要为我们的罪受那苦难。
We thank you that Jesus has come to suffer the consequence.
我们感谢你耶稣来为我们受这苦难。
The consequence that was proclaimed back in Genesis chapter 2.
就像在创世纪二章这么讲。
And I pray that all of us would be convicted by the reality of earthly consequences.
我祷告我们每一个人都会因为我们在地上的结果而认罪。
I pray that we would be reminded that sin carries a heavy toll.
我祷告我们都会常常被提醒罪的代价。
I also pray that you would give each of us strength to fight the spiritual war.
我祷告你给我们力量，我们可以打那属灵的战争。
I pray that you would open our eyes to your word.
我祷告你可以打开我们的眼睛，让我们看听见你的话语。
And that we could use it to combat the schemes of the devil.
我们可以用它来打败撒旦的计谋。
Go with us this week.
和我们在一起这一周。
Convict us of our sin.
让我们为罪而责备自己。
Draw us to yourself.
让我们更加靠近你。
We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的圣名祷告。